This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
You have to change your thinking to realize I have it now as a gift to me by grace. I am healed by grace. Now, here's the thing. We've been trained to look at what we can see, and we don't stand on what we don't see.
Look no further for encouragement to walk in the grace of God. The Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app provides rewarding content that is sure to nourish your mind and soul. Treat yourself to enriching messages from Pastor Dollar on grace and walking in the likeness of Christ. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app to stream messages of hope, grace, and understanding when you need them most.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
I believe over the next month, as you hear these teachings, and listen, I'd love to be able to teach the whole series in one thing, but it's like an onion. I got to peel this back. But what's going to happen is, as we begin to discover and get detail on things that we thought we knew, you're going to begin to see the manifestations of the promises of God, and it'll be with sweatless victory. Watch this. Instead of sweating to try to get it. And so I pray for you and your house and your family and everything that you've been going through, that the Lord will bring some of those discomforting, painful situations to an end. That everything Jesus has given you, you will now know how to take it and receive it and walk in it, and to turn to your friends and people around you and say, there it is. I want to show you how to move what God has finished from the unseen dimension to this physical seen dimension without sweat. Go ahead and praise the Lord like He's already done it. Go ahead and praise Him like He's already done it. Go ahead and praise Him like He's already done it. Amen. You may be seated. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. If you read the Word of God and you get a wrong interpretation or just kind of miss out on the fullness of what it means, it can affect your outcome. Verse 8. And y'all pray for me today. Sweet lips, Pastor Dollar. Say that. Sweet lips. Right, because sweet lips increase learning. Sweet lips. Yeah, sweet lips. All right. Ready? He says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that, underline the word that. No, underline it. or you have computers, I apologize. Make note of the word that. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's huge. And that not of yourselves. It, that's important too. It is the gift of God. Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works. Or this gift is not available because you performed or labored to get it. If you performed and labored to get it, it would no longer be qualified as a gift, but something you earned or deserved because you labored to get it. And it also literally means not of the works of the law, which is a performance-based agreement. And it says the reason why it is not going to be of your works or your labor to get this gift, he says, lest any man should boast. So what God gifts to us, you can't boast on your behalf. The only way you're going to be able to boast is to boast about him. 10. For we are his workmanship. God's work. We are his workmanship, which means God's work is us. That's awesome. God's working on you. Say out loud, God's working on me. We are his workmanship. Oh, that's awesome. You're seated here minding your own business, and God's working on you. As I teach this, he's working on you. When you go home, he's working on you. When somebody cuss you out, he's working on you. Why the Lord had me get cussed out? He's working on you. Oh, I lost my job. He's working on you. How he working on me? See, all of those are opportunities to mature and to grow. For we are his workmanship, created, we're created in Christ Jesus. Now watch this, unto good works. So good works are huge here. But good works are not added to the gift so that the gift can do what it needs to do. Good works will come from the gift, which God hath ordained that we should walk. He's ordained for us to walk in those good works. I'll show you scriptures in this series where God said, I save you by grace so you can do good works. But he didn't say, you have to add works to my grace in order for my grace to work. What he said was, my grace doesn't need your work, but my grace will produce out of you and from you good works because of the gift I gave you. So without the gift, good works wouldn't flow out of you. So I gave you a gift so that good works can come out of you. So when somebody knock on your door and say, I'm hungry and naked, good works, if you really got that gift, it's just going to flow out of you. The fruit of the Spirit flows out of you because of the grace of God. Yeah. All right, now let's go back in verse 8 and let's dissect this for a moment. He says, for by grace are you saved. Now, here's the big thing. We know that grace, by its definition, it is unmerited favor. It is unmerited favor. It is unmerited in abounding provision in the unrestricted or unrestrained operation of this love that comes out of Jesus Christ towards, and it's for human beings, mankind, but it's especially for those who will depend on him. All right, now watch this, for by grace. So we know that grace is already a gift, right? By definition, grace is a gift. It's unmerited. A gift is unmerited. unearned. A gift is unearned. So by definition, you know that grace is a gift. For by grace are you what? He didn't say, for by grace are you born again. This is huge. He did not say, for by grace you are born again. Now, are you born again by grace? Yes. But he didn't say you're born again by the grace of God. It's more to born again. Yes, you're born again by the grace of God, but he uses a word here, saved. I'm going to look at two Greek words. The first one is soteria. For by grace are you sozo or soteria. Now put this on the screen for me. For by grace are you saved. Soteria. Now this means something. I want everybody to see it. Yeah. This means something. So by grace are you have deliverance, preservation, safety, protection. You're delivered from the molestation of the enemies. In an ethical sense, that which concludes to the soul, safety and salvation. So you're delivered from the attacks of your soul. The Masonic salvation, which includes all of those things that Jesus has made available for you and to you, all the finished works of Jesus. All right, now let's put it in College Park understanding. He gave you the gift of protection, soundness, safety, healing, deliverance. All of the finished works of Jesus is what you got by grace. By grace, you are born again. By grace, you are delivered. By grace, you are sound. By grace, you are healed. By grace, you are equipped to deal with the enemy. By grace, all of what you're sweating to try to get has been gifted to you by grace. We limited that to just born again, but it's not just born again. It's born again, it's delivered, it's protected, it's healed. It's all of the finished works of Jesus. It's everything to dealing with the enemy trying to come against you. You're equipped for that. The enemy trying to attack your soul, you're equipped for that. Brokenness in your heart, you're equipped for that. You are equipped right now for that. But we've been working to try to get these things when we already got these things by grace. If I give you a box and in the box there is a t-shirt and you go around talking about, I need to go to work and get extra hours because I need to buy a t-shirt. And I'm like, you got a t-shirt. Where is it? It's in the box. Well, how do I know it's in the box? I mean, the box all wrapped up. It's in the box. Unwrap the gift. I'm saying to you, church, unwrap the gift. All right? So that's soteria. Now, let's look at another Greek word, sozo. S-O-Z-O. For by grace do you have sozo. To save, to keep safe, sound, to rescue from danger or destruction. One from injury or peril. So any type of thing you go to save a suffering one from perishing, suffering from disease, to make well, to heal, to restore to health. By grace are you saved from suffering disease. You're saved and made well. You're healed by grace. You restored to health by grace. No, I got to work to get to it. Unwrap the gift. It's been gifted to you. Oh, my goodness. Now, something needs to change in our thinking when it comes to you trying to do something to get what's already been gotten. You have to change your thinking to realize I have it now as a gift to me by grace. I am healed by grace. Now, here's the thing. We've been trained to look at what we can see, and we don't stand on what we don't see. You are not going to be, not trying to be, where I hope to be. You've got to move to this place of I am saved, delivered, healed, protected now. That's got to be present tense continuum. It's got to be something that you it's got to be something you receive now without seeing. If you make reservation on the phone or online, you know, you may not see what you reserved until you get there, but somehow or another, we're living by faith in everyday situations. You came to church by faith. Now, go back to Ephesians 2. Y'all see how we're going to do this? Now watch these fascinating things that come to place now with that in mind. For by grace are you, it's a much bigger word now, right? Much bigger word. Saved. Healed. All right, I'm gonna call it out, and then you just say already done. Ready? Healed.
Already done.
Sound.
Already done.
Preserved.
Already done.
Delivered.
Already done.
Whole.
Already done.
Prosperous. Restored. Defeated enemies. That ought to get you preaching to somebody. You going through something and they don't know. They're up here trying to feel sorry for you. You going through something and they don't know that you already know. Oh no, honey, don't get this twisted. I already got it. Don't get it twisted. It's been gifted to me. Don't get it twisted. I know who I am. Don't get it twisted. I know physically I might be in a situation. Emotionally, I might be in a situation. But I am now just being transformed. It's like the air conditioning unit. It can be hot in the house, but when you change the thermostat, everything starts working to reach the desired temperature. I'm trying to change your thermostat this morning so that the angels of God, the Holy Ghost of God, the name of Jesus of God, everything will start working to bring you to that setting. So today I'm going to talk to you about true faith. For by grace are you, you'll never be able to say that one word again without thinking all of the other stuff. All right, now here it is. So everything that's been made available, we access this through what? We access this through what? All right, real quick, Romans 5 and 2 and Romans 4:16 in the NLT. Romans 5 and 2 and Romans 4:16. We'll come back to this now. All right. Verse 2, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. Isn't that interesting? We now stand. Glory to God. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing, watch this, God's glory, or these manifestations I started off talking to you about. Glory here is the manifested word. And notice how it starts. Beginning of verse 2 again, notice how it starts. He says that because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege. It's not because of our labor, not because of our effort, not because of our performance. Do you see this? It is because of our faith that he has brought us in to these undeserved privileges. So I am all that he has done, all right, because of my faith. Now look at Romans 4:16. Now this is going to be a little shocking, but I've got to take my time on this. But amen, here we go. He says, so the promises received, all of the promises, we talked about the promises of sozo and soteria, right? All of the promises is received. See, all of these gifts have to be received. They got to be received. We've been trained, we've been working for it. They got to be received. Get a picture of that. They got to be received. I have a gift in my hands. I extend that gift to you. It's got to be what? Received. It's got to be taken. It's got to be received. It doesn't require you to work to get it. You already got it. It's got to be received. Not working to get healed, not working for soundness, not working for preservation, but receiving. Receive. Say it, received. This promise is received, and guess what faith is? Faith is your receiver mechanism. Faith is your receiver mechanism. Faith is not your go-get-it mechanism. Faith is your receiver. It's your receiving mechanism. So God gave you grace, which is a gift. Watch this. So the promise is received by faith. It, what is this it referring to? Faith. It is given as a free gift. It's interesting because the promise was given as a free gift and faith was given as a free gift. And we are all certain to receive it, whether or not we live according to the law or of Moses. You don't need faith to live by the law. Because the law is clear. Do this and this happens. You don't need faith to live by the law, but you need faith to receive under this new covenant what Jesus has already given you. And if we have faith like Abraham's, for Abraham is the father of all who believe. He's not just the father of all Jewish people. He's the father of all who receive. He's the father of receivers. Who received like him. And how did he receive? Abraham, you're going to have a son. Abraham said, I'm 100. My wife, she's 90-something. We don't have the equipment. There's nothing we can do to make this happen. We don't even feel like getting it on. There's nothing we can do to make this happen. If this is going to happen, if this promise is going to take place, you gonna have to do it. All we can do is believe and receive this child. The only thing we can do is receive an Isaac. We can't make him. We can't work for him. We have to receive an Isaac. But religion's taught you now you got to sweat for Isaac. You got to perform for Isaac. You got to do all these things to get an Isaac. And he says, no. I only require for you to hear the promise, believe the promise, and take the promise. I ain't asked you to do nothing else.
What is faith? And what happens to your spiritual walk if you don't have the right answer? Creflo Dollar gets to the bottom of this and more in his Power Pack 10 message series, True Faith.
It's not his faith and our faith. He is the faith. He is the one faith. He is the founder and the finisher. The faith we have is his faith in us. It is a finished faith. It is a perfected faith. So ain't but one thing to do. Rest.
Gain a clear understanding of the definition of faith, how it relates to works, and how the faith of Christ impacts our daily lives. Secure your copy of this fresh word. Get digital downloads of all 10 messages for a love gift of just $30 or more. Simply visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Scan the QR code or call the number on your screen. Walk in true faith today.
Are you ready to take control of your thoughts, heal from your past, and unlock your true potential? At the Real Women's Conference, you'll learn from experts like Dr. Caroline Leaf.
Now you can think in a negative way, and you also change your brain in a negative way.
Five powerful voices, one life-changing weekend.
You are not who you are based on what has been done to you.
The depths of what you have done wrong do not determine how low you have to be.
I deny being worried every day. I deny being stressed every day.
It doesn't matter who doesn't invite you, who overlooks you. It doesn't matter who discourages you.
Join Taffy Dollar, Dr. Caroline Leaf, Andrea Creighton, Nicole Crank, and Nona Jones at the Real Women's Conference. March 20th through the 21st, 2025, at World Changers Church International in College Park, Georgia. It's time to unlock the power of your mind and step into the real, authentic, and powerful you. Space is limited. Register today.
By the grace of God, we feed and clothe people, provide houses, visit hospitals and prisons, and do so, so much more. Every time you make a financial donation to support us, you do these things as well. The tangible relief we provide to God's precious people is only possible because of your faithful support. Thank you for supporting us as we strive to reach a lost and dying world for the Lord Jesus Christ.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you and understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers all around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And subscribe to Creflo Dollar Ministries on YouTube for live services and more. Together with you, we are making the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.